Thursday the 11th of January, and most will have their eyes on Maidan, which gets underway later this afternoon. But we're not too interested in that jazz in Dubai. We will focus on the good action in the north. There's a good jumps meeting at Catterick and all-weather flat meeting at Newcastle. Seven races there with just 47 runners. Small fields at this time of year on the all-weather. We'll have a quick glance through Catterick first, and then we'll focus on Newcastle. A couple of notes on the Catterick card: are crushed in the opener. That horse was a winner on the all-weather at Newcastle, incidentally, for William Haggis. Last year, that horse has moved to Alan King, likely to be favourite for the opening juvenile hurdle. Sue Smith's had a good record in that race over the last couple of years. She saddles, I just don't know. That horse is going to be a front runner in that race with a pace angle, but whether it stays at the 3 mile six trip remains to be seen. There is just a small field in this race this year. There's only the 9 runners, which isn't as many as previous years. It was 14 last year. It's a wide open race, but maybe his one of interest would be the top weight, the old 11-year-old Gunnelson Cloud. He loves this place, really good course record. He stays this trip, and he warmed up for the race really with a run over hurdles recently. And in an open race, Gunnelson Cloud might be the pick. The horse I do like on the Catterick card comes in a 3.10. That is nice and easy. Top weight squeezes into this race off a mark of 1.17. It's a 0-1.15. Set to make his handicap debut last week at Ayr, he got no further than the second hurdle, and possibly does have some of his own ideas, but he's a well regarded horse. He had some nice form in novice company, and he's top of the weights in a very, very winnable race, and it would be nice to see Nice and Easy get back off the mark. Later on the card, a horse that I've been banging on about for a while, who keeps letting me down, is Heartside. He's just an interesting one to keep an eye on going forward, because he's very well handicapped now off a mark of 90 on some of his previous form in the past. So keep an eye on Heartside, but you couldn't really be supporting him with any great confidence, albeit he's becoming well handicapped. We'll move on to Newcastle now, and we'll have a look through their card. First race is at 155 over 2 miles. Gabriel Starr's won his last two races for Richard Fee over a mile and four and a mile and six at Suttle. It was claimed after the second one of those successes by Marjorie Fife for $6,000. And this horse had some good handicap form back in the day, ran in races such as the Northumberland Vase, marks in high 80s, disappointed in that race, but nevertheless competed in it. Now rated 75. Back on to Peter Witch. It's fine on, probably looks the one to be with in the opener. There's another stable switch on the race, which is Artful Rogue. That horse has left Amanda Perrett and's moved to Keith Dalglish. Maybe Keith's horses could be in slightly better form overall at present, but that the Keith does get horses to run well when he acquires them from other stables. The remainder, couldn't be too interested in Mr. Snoozy being beaten in selling hurdles. Builder Lawyers, that horse had an interesting career, being to the States and back. The one to keep an eye on for the future would be the Res Devway. Not too sure about the horse over this trip, but Newcastle Specialist, won 3 races here, has been tried over hurdles, hasn't really done much since moving to Phil Kirby. But Res Devway, get him back to the way he was in the early days of Topeka at Newcastle, back to a mile and a half. He's a horse to keep an eye on going forward. The second race is for amateur riders. SPG's on a 4-timer, heads the market. Up £3 for recent course and distance success. Had won twice at Brighton prior to that. Short enough price in a moderate race, so we'll look elsewhere. Leonard Thomas is now with Rebecca Menzies. Ran over a mile, well backed here recently. Back up to a mile and a half today. Wouldn't be too keen on following Leonard Thomas. Henpecked is very difficult to win with. But is on a mark that he can win off, she can win off. An interesting booking today, James King riding for Alistair Willens. So we'll have a go with Henpeck, because Henpeck has some decent placed form over a mile and a quarter, a mile and a half here, and this race won't take much winning with the likes of winning Juvenile Hurdle or something, brewing and them amongst the field. Some of the ones towards the bottom you would think can't win. 3 o'clock, looks a golden opportunity for the Glasgow Warrior to follow up a course and distance success. He's only gone up £3 since winning here 26 days ago, already been back from 6-4 into 11-10. That form looks rock solid with a runner-up winning twice since, and think you need to look no further really than the Glasgow Warrior in this race. genres is now with Rebecca Menzies, previously with the late Alan Swinbank, had won a few good races. He had no sort of progressive type on the all weather, but did have a tendency to break blood vessels. This looks plan B after running on hurdles for Rebecca recently. But genres is a decent horse when everything drops right and is when he's in good health. Of the others, Gallery Chapel's got good course form, and he might be a play at a valuable sort of each way kind of odds around a 12-1 mark. The novice stakes at 3.35. Charlie Appleby saddles a couple here. Maybe there's not much to split them, but I thought Tabernas looked the number one hope on probably on the jockey bookings. That horse was fourth over a mile here a while back, 114 days ago. But the one I was keen on here was a top weight Battle Lines in at 11-8. This horse stepped forward a great deal at Kempton when finishing third over a mile last month. And up in trip here, that looks sure to suit this horse down to the ground up in trip. James Tate has decent record on this surface, and I think I'd prefer to be with Battle Lines than anything else in this race. The 405 is 7 furlong class 3 handicap worth 11 grand. Just a small field. Gelmood finished in front of both Windsor Cross and Blue Harmony recently and has progressed since moving on to the all weathers. 1-2 since switched to the all weather. Heads of weights around about 15-8 mark. But the horse to be interested in here again is a favourite, Joe Spirit, around 11-8 mark. Really should have won at Lingfield last time out, probably given a little bit too much to do with by Cameron Noble and just failed to get there. Switches to Tapita now, I think it's the first time on Tapita. This 7 furlong trip should be fine at Newcastle. That race was a mile at Lingfield the other day, but stiff at track, yeah, it should be fine. Has won over 6 and 7 furlongs, and Joe Spirit's the option in this race. Blue Harmony went Blue Harmony and Windsor Cross there, both course and distance winners, but they didn't particularly beat much. Windsor Cross won a small four-runner race where the favourite disappointed. Blue Harmony was a shot winner at 66-1, so I'd be keen to be against probably both of them. And Kikini Bamalam, that horse won twice over 7 furlongs at Musselburgh, but was disappointed since going into a handicap company, nursery handicap company, the back end of the year. So Joe Spirit is very much the selection in this race. We'll move on to the 4.35. This is probably the hardest race on the card. 5 furlong handicap, 7 runners, no each way betting. So you're going for the straight win. It's 11-4, the field captain, Compass Scooby in from 3-1. A couple of winners at this track late 2016, early 2017. Doc Sportello, who's been with a few yards, was with a small trainer down south, Adam West, and won a claim at Newcastle 66-1. And was claimed by Michael Harrington and went on to win a fast track qualifier at the track a few months later. But since then, he's back gone downhill, really, and he's now moved on to Tony Carroll. Dynamo Walt is another one. He goes really well for Noel Garbutt, and he was a winner over this trip. Got up fast and late, early January, I think it was, last year. They're about the 14-1 mark, but there looks a few more here ahead of them in the market. The likes of Twizzle, Hakam, and my selection, Alif. This horse is a prominent racer, is in fairly decent form, possibly getting high enough at the weights now, but should be thereabouts in an open race, which is a decent prize as well for connections. As is the finale, it's a 5.5 grand novice stakes over a mile, just the 4 runners. There's plus 10 bonus money on offer for a few of these, hence 15.5 grand up for offer for the likes of Native Appeal and Danze. Native Appeal is at the top of the market, around the even money mark for Charlie Appleby, with Tom Marquand booked. They teamed up with a winner here in a recent Newcastle meeting, and this horse looks the penalised for its success, as is 3 weeks. That horse around the 6-4 mark. There's probably little to choose between the two. I thought 3 weeks was gradually progressing, was as green as grass on debut, and ran over a mile next time at Lingfield, and basically got up to catch a one that had led for quite a long way. And I think this stiff track will suit William Haggis's horse. Both stables have good records at this track. I highlighted them both on Sporting Life. But although he's not plus 10 eligible, I think I'll row in with the William Haggis trained horse at around 6-4. Hopefully that's a nice canter through the Newcastle card, but I haven't done one of these for a while. Try and do them more often. So good luck with your selections, whatever you're back in the day, and we'll see you soon.